All right, so this month we have tackled the topic of parents. And our big question this month has been, how can we have the best possible relationship that we can with our parents while we go through all of these moments with our parents? Because at the end of the day, as teenagers, we have lots of moments with our parents. Some of those moments are incredible and filled with laughter and hope and encouragement, and some of those moments are frustrating and filled with anger and frustration, and some of those moments are embarrassing. There's just a huge wide range of moments that we experience with our parents. And so the question this month has been, how can we have the best possible relationship with our parents as we experience all of these moments with them as a teenager? And so we started this series 2 weeks ago, and we set the foundation, and we looked at two truths to kind of set the theme for the entire month, and they were these. You were designed to be in a loving relationship with your parents. That's the way God designed it when the world was perfect and everything was the way that it should be. You were designed to be in this incredible loving relationship with your parents where your thoughts, emotions, and identities are valuable, and where you are listened to and you have a voice and are engaged in that relationship, and where your parents feel loved and their thoughts and their voice is important in your life. And it was this beautiful design created by God where you feel value as a child or as a teenager, and your parents feel valued as a parent. And then we said the second truth is simply this, is that you were designed to be in this loving relationship, but you're also in this time of incredible transition. You are learning at this point in your life how to take on more responsibility and take steps toward adulthood and steps away from your parents. And your parents are learning how to let that happen and how to let go. And that can be a really difficult time for you guys and for your parents. And so understanding that everybody is learning how to navigate a new relationship in that time of transition is really, really important. So you were designed to be in a loving relationship with your parents, and you are in the midst of a transition. And tonight, we're going to talk about something that is probably not talked about a whole lot, and that's this. When are times when you should not listen to your parents? When are times when you should not listen to your parents? Now, I know that seems to go completely opposite of what we talked about last week, because last week we talked about how to honor our parents. But if you'll remember last week, we talked about how honoring our parents is about way more than just obeying our parents, way more than just listening. It's about this incredible deep relationship where you feel honored as a child, where your parents feel honored as your parents, and you have this incredible relationship, and it's not just about obeying. And when we start to look at honoring our parents that way, there are moments where we may need to set some boundaries and not necessarily always do exactly what our parents say and listen. So tonight we're gonna talk about setting boundaries. Boundaries is something that is not talked about often enough, but it's one of the most crucial things that we can learn in our life. Setting appropriate boundaries is vital to our health in our relationships, health in our relationships with our parents, health in our relationships with our friends, health in our relationships with our significant others. Setting boundaries is a vital thing to learn. And so tonight we're going to talk about boundaries. And first of all, I just have to admit, setting boundaries is hard. It is hard. Because setting boundaries is simply this. It's when we communicate to people around us ways that are appropriate and inappropriate to be treated. We communicate to people around us ways that are appropriate and inappropriate to be treated. And that can be super, super difficult, because guess what that means? That means that when you are treated inappropriately in any relationship, you're gonna have to confront that person. That's uncomfortable. That's difficult. That's hard. But setting boundaries is so, so important. And especially when we think about setting boundaries with our parents, It seems really, really backward to go up to our parents, who we've been told our entire lives, you honor your father and mother, you listen to your parents, you obey your parents, to walk up to them and say, Mom and Dad, we need to do things differently. That's hard. And that seems backwards. Because in that moment, it feels like we are not listening to our parents. It feels like we are not obeying our parents. But the truth of the matter is that if we can get this right, we will honor our parents more by having those conversations. And our relationship with our parents will be deeper and fuller and more meaningful if we can set appropriate boundaries and have honest conversation. It's so, so important. And the truth of the matter is, Jesus set boundaries all the time. We can learn a ton about setting boundaries from the way that Jesus set boundaries. He stepped away from the crowds to refresh himself. The New Testament says this often, that Jesus stepped away from the crowds and he went alone to be by himself, to refresh himself and to pray and to be with God. So think about this. Think about this. Jesus is surrounded by crowds. He has people that are longing to hear him teach. He has people that are begging him to heal. He has people that are just wanting his time, wanting his attention, wanting more and more and more and more and more. And at some point, Jesus, who came to give us life, had to say to the people that were wanting more, guys, I need a break. I need some time away. I have to take care of me and refresh myself and be with my Father so that I can take care of you. He set some boundaries. Those boundaries were not easy. I can imagine Jesus had a difficult time when people were begging for his attention to step away and say, no, I've got to set this boundary. I've got to set this time up. Jesus set a boundary so that he could step away and refresh himself. Another time Jesus set a boundary was he didn't let people control what was important to him. He didn't let people control what was important to him. There's this moment where Jesus is telling his disciples, hey, here's what's going to happen. In a short while, I am going to go to Jerusalem and I am going to be nailed to a cross and I'm going to die. Now, his disciples had thought Jesus was going to be this earthly king. He was going to set everything right. Everything was going to be great and fantastic, and they were going to be his right-hand man. And so you know what Peter does? Peter was one of Jesus' closest followers. He was in Jesus' inner circle. Peter steps up to Jesus, and he goes, no, Jesus, stop. This is not the plan. You dying is not the plan. The plan is this. You're going to go to Jerusalem. You're going to be a king. And I can picture Jesus, or I can picture Peter going to Jesus to be like, no, Jesus, let me tell you how the plan is going to go. And the Bible doesn't, are you girls all right? Paying attention? And the Bible doesn't talk about what Peter said in that moment, but we know that Jesus did cut him off. And so I can imagine Peter being like, dude, Jesus, let me tell you how this is going to go. And Jesus cut him off and was like, dude, Peter, like, you're kind of being the devil to me right now and trying to block what God has called me to do with my life. Like, let's not do that. Step aside. And I love that Jesus set a boundary. Like, he knew the plan that he had, and he knew that it was vital to who he was. And so he wasn't going to let someone else control his plan for his life. And then we see in Mark, Jesus sets a boundary with his mom. It's this incredible moment where Jesus sets this boundary. In Mark chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, we'll start there. It says, Jesus entered a house. Now a crowd gathered again so that it was impossible for him and his followers to even eat. When his family heard what was happening, they came to take control of him. They were saying, he is out of his mind. All right, so this section of scripture always kind of blows my mind, all right? Because you've got Jesus, he's going into this house, he's teaching, and his family hears about it. Later it says it's his mother and brothers. And they're like, listen, we grew up with Jesus. We know who Jesus is. He's nuts. He's crazy. He's out of his mind. We've got this. We're going to head down there. We will take control of Jesus. We will set him straight. We'll be like, Jesus, just like cool it. Calm down a little bit. And it blows my mind because this is Mary. Like, this is like Gabriel shows up and says, you're going to have the Son of God, Mary. And later she's like, dude, he's out of his mind. He's crazy. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to set him straight. But Jesus sets a boundary. And Aaron created this little video to explain the rest of these verses. And so I will let Aaron's video play, and then we will dive into these verses. But check out this video.
Hey guys, where's Jesus? I don't know. Well, Mom said we can't eat until we find him, so I think he went that way. He was coming down from the mountain. Well, let's go find him. Therefore, truly I say to you, hey, Jesus! Over here! Excuse me? Yes? Sorry to interrupt, but I think your family's looking for you. Oh, my family! Who's that exactly? I thought you would know that. Truly, I say to you, here is my family, for whoever does the will of God is my family. Oh, okay. Can we eat lunch now?
There we go. There we go. Well done, Aaron. That was awesome. That was awesome. So here's what happens. Jesus' mother and brothers show up at the house. And the people around Jesus, like, they can't get in the house. And the people around Jesus are like, dude, Jesus, your mother and brothers are here. And Jesus is like, no, like, I'm going to set a boundary here. Like, I'm doing an important work. And my mother and my brothers cannot come in and just interrupt God's purpose for my life. Like, God has called me to something. And they can't come in and just take control. And here's what I love about this. He says, who are my mother? Who is my mother and who are my brothers? And looking around, he says, look, here are my mother, here are my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother, sister, and mother. Jesus was setting a very clear boundary. He was saying, I'm going to do the will of God. And if you want to be a part of that, then awesome, be a part of my life. But if you're going to pull me away from God's will, like, we need to place some distance there. There needs to be a boundary. And here's the thing, is that the way that Jesus sets this boundary is so important. He was not obeying his mom. Like, his mom was probably yelling from the house, Jesus, Jesus, come here. Like, I want to come talk to you. And Jesus, this is just me, but I imagine this is how it went. His mom's like yelling from outside the house and Jesus hears her, but does the whole like, I'm just going to ignore you right now and just keep talking. And she keeps yelling. And then people are like, dude, Jesus, your mom's there. And he says what he says. But I love what he does about this boundary is that he's not disrespectful. He doesn't tell his mom off. He doesn't get angry and start screaming and yelling and shouting. He just says, listen, this is the way my life is going to go. And I want you to be a part of it. Like, he's very respectful, but whoever does the will of my father, like, that's going to be my family. That's a hard boundary to set. And it feels like Jesus is disobeying his mom. But really, if we go back to honoring our father and mother and what we talked about last week, Jesus is setting up this incredible relationship with his mom. And we will see later, as he is on the cross, following the will of his father, his mom is right by his side. They still had a relationship, and probably a deeper relationship because that boundary was originally set. If you read later on in the New Testament, you can read James, the brother of Jesus. He wrote a book called James, and he actually talks about how they didn't believe Jesus. And then Jesus showed up to him after he rose from the dead and radically changed everything. And it's just this incredible transformation. But Jesus set a boundary with his parents to say, listen, I'm going to do what God has called me to do. And when we start to look at the way that Jesus sets boundaries in his own life, we get this beautiful view of how we can set boundaries in our own lives. And how we can set boundaries with our parents. Listen, as you begin to take more responsibility of your life, as you begin to step into adulthood, you are going to start doing things that you have never done before, that your parents have never allowed you to do before. And you are going to have to take more responsibility for your life, and your parents are going to have to release some of their responsibility on your life. And in that time of transition, it's really, really important that some clear boundaries are set, both from you and from your parents, and some honest conversations are had, and some honoring conversations are had, so that your relationship can grow deeper. So I've talked about setting boundaries. The question is, what is an appropriate boundary? What are some good boundaries to set up? Like, what are some things that are worth setting boundaries on? Because let's be honest, there are some things that are not worth setting boundaries on. Like, it's not worth setting a boundary to say, like I told you guys earlier, I'm going to go to a movie at midnight and on the night before a final, and I don't care what you say. Like, that's not a good boundary. But there are some appropriate boundaries that we can set for our lives. And an appropriate boundary is this. Boundaries that we set up for ourselves to protect our personal health, our mental health, our physical health, and our spiritual health. Those are good, appropriate boundaries to set. Boundaries to protect our personal health, our mental health, our physical health, and our spiritual health. And when we look at the life of Jesus, we see him setting boundaries that protect all of these. We see him step away from crowds for his personal and mental health. We see him walk through crowds that are trying to hurt him to protect his physical health. We see him just stepping away, being like, I'm not going to be a part of this anymore. And we see him setting boundaries with his followers and with his mom and his brothers and his sisters to protect his spiritual health, to say, I'm going to follow the will of God. So the other day, I want to give you an example of an appropriate boundary that was set against me by one of my kids. The other day, Tate, who is our 11-year-old son, who is just an awesome kid and loves hugs. And so Tate came running at me when I got home, as he usually does, to give me a big hug. And I went and I grabbed Tate and I grabbed him under the armpits and I kind of pulled him close and wrapped him up in a big hug. And went about my business. You know, we hugged and it was great. And we said hi to each other and we went on. And Tate came to me a few minutes later and he said, Dad, it made me really uncomfortable when you grabbed under my armpits. Wow. For an 11-year-old to go up to his dad and say, Dad, you made me a little uncomfortable. That takes a lot of courage. And in that moment, I said, I'm so sorry, bud. I won't do that anymore. And I thanked him for his courage. And you know what? My relationship with Tate is not worse because I can't grab under his armpits to wrap him up in a hug anymore. My relationship with Tate is better and more honoring because he set a boundary to make himself more comfortable physically, and I will honor that boundary. And when you are around people and in relationship with people that are healthy and honoring to you, they will follow your boundaries. And that is the true test of an honoring relationship. And when they don't follow your boundaries, that doesn't mean cut them off necessarily completely. There may be times for that, but that doesn't necessarily mean cut them off completely. But that may mean we take a step back from that relationship. Because setting boundaries to protect our personal health, our mental health, our physical health, and our spiritual health is vital to who we are. And we see Jesus setting boundaries so often. So I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, okay, so how do I do this? Like, how do I go and set a boundary? Because let's be honest, guys, this is not something that is talked about often. It is not talked about nearly enough. It's not practiced nearly enough. It's not something that we promote to adults, let alone teenagers, nearly enough. So how do you set a boundary? Let me first give you an example of how not to set a boundary. And this is typically the way that we set boundaries. The typical way that we set boundaries is this. Someone does something that hurts me. Mentally, physically, emotionally, whatever it may be. And what I do is typically I'm like, you know what? I love that person. I'm friends with that person. I'm just not going to say anything. Let it go. And then they do it again. And you get a little bit more angry. But you know what? I love that person. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let it go. And then they do it again. And you get a little bit more angry. But you love that person, so you're not going to say anything. You're going to let it go. And then they do it again. And all of a sudden, you just blow up. I'm so sick of this. I can't believe you would do this to me. This is horrible. That's the way we typically set boundaries. And all of a sudden, do you realize what just happened? Your relationship with that person is damaged for two reasons. One, you've been hurt repeatedly. And two, there was just this huge blow up. More importantly, you have now been hurt multiple times. Guys, we don't want to be hurt multiple times. You know, I would be so disappointed in myself if I just kept coming up to Tate and grabbing him and wrapping him up in a hug. And I just never knew that, hey, that made Tate uncomfortable. And then it just turned into this huge thing. But if we can set boundaries early, and we can do them the right way, it promotes health for ourselves. We don't get hurt repeatedly. And it promotes health in our relationships. And so here's the way that we can set boundaries, appropriate boundaries, the right way. First of all, approach the person calmly with a healthy attitude. Don't let it get to the point where you're ready to blow up and explode and scream and yell. Wait until you're calm and go to that person and be like, listen, when you did this, hurt me. And you approach them calmly, and you approach them with this sense of you care about them, you care about the relationship, you want what's best and most honoring, because we want to honor, if we're talking about parents, we want to honor our parents. We want what's best and most honoring for our parents. And so we're going to approach them and we're going to say, listen, can I talk to you about something? And then you communicate what the person did and how they overstepped a boundary. I'm going to use Tate as an example again. He said, Dad, when you grabbed me under the armpits, you overstepped a boundary. He didn't use those words, but that's what he was saying. He was saying, that's not okay. And you tell the person what you did, like, that was over a boundary. That was over a boundary for me, personally or mentally or physically or spiritually. Like, that was a boundary. And then, and this is a part we often ignore, you tell them how it made you feel. We hate this part because we don't express our emotions enough. We just kind of bury them and push them aside and pretend like everything's okay. But if you go to the people that care about you most and you say, listen, when you did this, it hurt me. And it made me feel uncomfortable. When you said that, it made me feel unloved. When you did that, it made me feel physically wrong. And we approach that and we express how it made us feel. And when we are in honoring relationships with people that love us, they will say, man, I'm so sorry. And so we approach it calmly. We communicate what they did that was over the boundary. We tell them how it made us feel. And then we stick to our boundaries. We stick to our boundaries. If it's not okay, it's not okay. If it's not okay for me to grab Tate under the armpits and I did it again, Tate should come to me and be like, Dad, we talked about this. That's not okay. And you know what would happen if I continued to do that to Tate? Do you think my relationship with Tate is going to get better, or do you think it's going to get worse? It's going to get worse. Because I am communicating something every time I overstep that boundary. I'm communicating I'm more important than you. And you know what? If someone communicates that to your life, then it is okay to begin to step away. And the hope is that the person will recognize, I've been doing something here. We need to get back together. I've got to make some changes. But we stick to our boundaries. We don't say, okay, well, never mind. I guess it's okay for you to do that to me. Because Jesus created us to be in healthy, whole, incredible relationships with other people and with our parents. You guys, I have some stories in my life of times where I have not set boundaries. I have some stories in my life of times where I have been really, really damaged. Because I grew up not setting boundaries. I just wanted people to like me. And as an adult, I have had to learn how to set boundaries. And that has been really, really hard. And my hope is that as teenagers, if you can begin practicing now, and you can begin practicing with the important relationships in your life, like your parents, every relationship that you continue throughout your life from here on out will be better. Every relationship that you continue from here on out will be more healthy. And it's so important that you start now. And my hope is that if you're a parent and you're watching this online, that you would have a conversation with your kids about how you want them to set boundaries and honor you, and you want a full and complete relationship with them. And my hope is that you as teenagers would have the courage to go to your parents calmly, communicate when a boundary is overstepped, communicate how it made you feel. Because a lot of times, guys, as you transition into adulthood, as parents, like this is new territory for us. We are going to overstep some boundaries, and we need your help so that we can have the best relationship with you that we possibly can. Boundaries are so, so important. And we have to stick to them. It's okay to say things like, I want to talk about this, but I can't have this conversation if you're going to talk to me like that. It's okay to say things like, listen, I feel like this is the direction God is calling me, and I don't feel comfortable with you pressuring me another direction. It's okay to say things like, when you do this to me physically, it makes me uncomfortable. It hurts me. And it's not okay. It is okay to set those boundaries. And setting boundaries is so, so important. Your relationships are going to be better if you practice this now. And so here's the practical challenge. This is a hard one. This week, try once. Have courage. And when your parents overstep a boundary, go talk to them. Have a conversation. Because my guess is they just want what's best for you. And together, you can have an honoring conversation for the direction your life is headed. So I would encourage you to begin practicing that this week. Set boundaries. Jesus did it for his own good, and we can do it for our own good and follow his example. Let me pray for you guys. God, thank you so much for tonight and the chance.